We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are live down at Comerica's Park because it could be Matt Boyd's last home outing as a Tiger.
Yeah. Well, and Detroit is so sad about that that the sky is actually crying right now. Yeah.
This isn't rain. This is the tears of Tiger fans.
Yes.
Okay. It did come out of the blue, and it is raining right now. It's not supposed to rain long. So if all of a sudden you don't hear us anymore, we got blown away. Okay.
Well, I would also I don't think you're going anywhere. I think you're going to be standing pat. That'd be hell of a wind.
Oh, that's
wind
true.
Wind gust
good
to
point.
Be able to get you up and
couldn't
out of here.
Me off, no.
We do have to say a special thank you to the promotional staff.
Oh, my
down
God.
Here,
they're doing a
fantastic
job.
As they are literally – like, talk about two-handing. They are two-handing
yep.
our tent right now.
Yep, they are.
To keep this thing weighted down so that we do not get wet throughout the show.
Well, now, I need one of them to come over here and hold an umbrella in front of me, though.
Yeah,
they're falling slack on that one.
Well, hold on. I think you're going to have to go out without your spritzer throughout the show this evening. I'm sorry. I hope you can perform without it.
This is unfortunate because we do have a huge show plan, and we're still going to...
A girl just rode by in her bike. Oh, the poor thing.
Yeah. It's coming down hard right now. But
yeah.
We do have a big game tonight because...
Maybe.
Maybe. Because Matthew Boyd on the bump for the Tigers, perhaps for the last time in Comerica's Park. And, you know, there's more and more going on, Bogey. And I saw it on ESPN, David Schoenfeld, the ESPN baseball expert.
Uh-huh.
Listed as 31 players most likely to be traded. And... he has now downgraded Matthew Boyd into an unlikely-to-be-traded category. And you know what I say to that? I know that annoys people and pisses people off and like, what, you got to trade him. You got to trade him all. But here's my thought. They're trying to rip Big Al off. They are. And I would rather him not... sell if that's I yes to me every time I see a story that said the Tigers would like to move Boyd but apparently they're demanding a king's ransom and it's good demand a king's and a queen's ransom. I don't care. I have no problem with that, and I'm not going to be pissed off. Now I don't think they should hang on to all three, but if they hang on to Boyd simply because nobody would pay a big price, then I'm okay with that. I'm not going to cry.
Well, okay,
whine.
So let's go about
be a
this
baby.
In a couple of different ways. Okay, the phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136 as our promotional staff scrambles around to make sure that we stay dry down here at Comerica Park. But one, I mean, what was your favorite?
Hey, you're watering down my gin and tonic there. Watch it. Watch it.
Keep it out of the rain.
Yeah.
Come on.
Put a cover on it. Jeez.
I mean, I think we got to start with... what was your favorite Matt Boyd moment? I mean, because this could be it,
no,
you know, potentially if he's traded away.
He went on a stretch, didn't he, where he would take like a no-hitter into the sixth inning like every other outing, and then he would give up a bunch of hits.
Well, he's got a tremendous pitching tunnel that he works with. But
No. Have you seen his pitching tunnel?
Oh, it's incredible.
No, it's great. Yeah. Great spin rate.
Lead pipe. It's unbelievable. But, I mean, also, I guess if you're a Tigers fan, say the Tigers aren't able to move Matt Boyd, I got to believe Shane Green goes. I don't think there's really any doubt about that. But say they're not able to get anything for Nick Castellanos, are you going to be a little bit disappointed? Or are you going to be understanding in why Al Avila maybe didn't do it? Again, the phone number is 248-539-9797.
Just think of the two possible disappointments. One would be, that wasn't enough. They got the Rays 79th prospect or whatever, 19th prospect, and they got something. I would rather find out they tried to trade him, but boy, oh boy, were they asking for a lot. I would rather have that outcome. And not because I'm not one of these ones that thinks because he's a good guy and a good pitcher and you want to keep him for three more years. No, I'm just saying if no one's going to bite on. Listen, the Tigers bit on deals when they were going it for for it before. It's now incumbent on the rest of the baseball to trade them back.
Yeah, and look, you reference kind of to a certain degree the Chris McCoskey piece at DebtNews.com.
Yes, and I get his point totally.
I do as well. I don't think that they would keep him just because, you know, that's who you want to build around. He's a leader. He's a good guy off the field. And he is. Him and his wife do tremendous things off the baseball field.
Doubt.
That's all good stuff. But that isn't the reason that you keep him. The thing that, and I talked about this last night, actually, after you went home to have a few G&Ts and continue cleaning your car seat.
Yeah.
But
People
seem to believe, like I got multiple calls going, if Al Avila's not going to get three or four premier prospects, then he doesn't know what he's doing. And I sat back and I'm like, okay, when did Matt Boyd become David Price when the Tigers dealt him? You know, when did he become Justin Verlander when the Tigers dealt him? Matt Boyd is a quality major league pitcher, right? Okay, he's decent with upside, but he would be moved, and his value is lefty arm, probably not going to be a guy that's, you know, going to be injured because he doesn't have a violent delivery, and he's under team control for many years.
That's
the one.
No, that's the big one, and that's the big difference between, like, a Verlander with his salary and a David Price who was a rental. That is the big difference, and that is valuable. You would rather have him with 3 years left than a star who's in the last year of his contract, right? Because you have no guarantee. Now, here's what David Schoenfeld of ESPN says. He basically lists Boyd as the 28th most likely starting pitcher. Oh, no, a long shot to be traded. Here's what he says about Matt Boyd. Boyd's breakout season has him fourth in the majors in strikeout rate among starting pitchers behind Gerrit Cole, Chris Sale, and Max Scherzer. And the Tigers are rightfully asking for a ransom in return, as they should, since he's under control through 2022. Ransom, ransom, ransom. And if he does get traded and they get a ransom in return, then perfect, fine. No tears lost. I don't think Boyd is going to haunt them from a competitive standpoint, like a Max Scherzer or a Verlander.
No, but to the other point of it, and again, you can look at it in a couple of different ways, but on the other side of it, you also look at it and go, okay, if Al Avila isn't able to take advantage of the desperation of teams out there that are trying to go for it, that do need a lefty starter or some sort of help, is he really the guy for the job? Do you have faith that he can make these deals, not just this year, but in the years to come? Because that is when it's, you know, that's when it's going to matter.
Fair point. And this is what I said the minute they hired Al Avila and replacing Dave Dombrowski. And I said, okay, I know his background is in scouting, a good franchise guy, well-known and well-liked around baseball. I remember using this word many times. Does he have the ruthlessness to make those deals that Dombrowski made? Like, there's something to be said for being a deal maker. And, yeah, Dombrowski got to trade prospects and get big names and stuff. And I imagine it's even tougher to do what Avila's trying to do. But there's an art to that. That is a skill, a negotiating skill, and we have not yet seen that. And we'll see if we do.
The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Continuing to be, I would say, a growing belief, maybe, that Matthew Boyd isn't going to be dealt by the Detroit Tigers by the trade deadline. Would you be disappointed if Al Avila isn't able to take advantage of a team that is desperate to make the playoffs, desperate to go for it, and Matt Boyd is still a Tiger? And it's not because you don't like Matt Boyd or, God, I really want to get him out of here. It's just, look, if you aren't able to get a premier, everyday kind of positional player, it's almost, what's the point?
And I'll give you one more tease, and then we'll discuss it at 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Castellanos has been hitting very well of late. Leads the majors in doubles. I would not be shocked if they don't deal him either.
Oh.
Just because, and that's the one they should, but you know what? He's still only 27, and I've said this before, and everybody laughed at me a month ago, but I said, why not revisit a contract extension? Why not revisit it? At some point, you're going to need a 25-year-old guy who, I would call him a very good hitter. Not quite excellent, a very good hitter.
I think that relationship's beyond repair, but understand your point.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.